The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 421. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. I want to ask you to support these awesome artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support us over on Patreon. School is back in session. Hooray! That means it's a wonderful thing for me. It means I technically get time to work. It's not that simple, but at least I'll be able to feel a little bit better about getting some work done in the weeks to come. We're also in the process of moving again, but this time it'll be the final move, and then happiness. We kicked off the show with Muireann Nic Eolaí from her album Foxglove and Fuchsia. That was Reliana and Reels, Ormond and the Torn Jacket. Next up is Alistair Fraser and Tony McManus from their album Return to Kintail. This is the Marquis of Huntly, the Uwe with the Cricket Horn, John Cheap the Chapman, Perry Weary, and Wes Mabu Reels. Here's Fraser and McManus. Thank you.
Thank you. boyfriend, and all of them, including David Fleming. Though it isn't quite his cup of tea. Floating Mine course ne ham a cabin bore, mine hill in ends on Salvador. Brid county gory on gore, Brid county gory on gore, Brid county gory on gore, mine hill in ends on Salvador. Brid county gory.
After Alistair Frazier came Claire Roche with The Pond of Chesterfield from Then Until the Here and Now. Then Molly's Revenge with The Long Drive, with Moira Smiley, that was from The Western Shore. And finally, Mock Prideery with Dalrossen Cook from Jigmock. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email your photo or voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Amber B. emailed a photo. Hi, Mark. I'm a longtime listener and have always found a way to hear the podcast over many platforms. Anyways, thank you so much for the work you put into one of my favorite podcasts. I usually listen while working, but tonight I'm listening at home while crocheting an entry for the upcoming county fair. This will eventually be a farm-themed toy mat. I'll have to send pictures of the finished stuff when it happens. And of course, she did send a photo of her crochet work. I used to crochet, actually, in college. I wasn't very good. I did make an Afghan once. With that, I actually followed the pattern. Then I made another Afghan where I didn't follow the pattern, and it looked like one of those Mexican dresses, except not that cool. Nice colors, but what can I say? Ryan McNeil emailed, "Hey, Mark, I just wanted to thank you for including my music in your podcast. I don't get to listen all the time, but I enjoy the shows. Hope you're having a great summer." Thank you, Ryan. It's been a great summer, and I'm super happy for the work to begin again. Yay! Kel Baril commented on Patreon, "Love these podcasts. The music is so much fun to listen to while I'm at work banging on my keyboard. I think I'm falling for those tunes with bagpipes, especially bagpipes and drums. Thanks for all your hard work, Mark, getting these out for us fans." You are very welcome, Carol. And check out The Rogues. They have a brand new album. I think I have some music of theirs in the show coming up. It's right around the corner. Finally, I have one final comment. James Spradden emailed, "I was sad to hear that some do not support the heritage of the strong Celtic woman. Our women have kept us alive for centuries, and it can truly be sad that without them, there would be no Celts. It makes me fighting mad to anyone that would disrespect our women. Keep up the good fight, Mark. We support you and your support of the women of Celtic music." Thank you, James. And if you support the Celtic women like James does and I do, then head on over to fairplay.com. That's FAIRPLE.com. They're working to achieve gender balance in the production, performance, promotion, and development of Irish traditional and folk music. Next up is Brian Conway with The Lowlands Low from Irish Pirate Ballads and Other Songs of the Sea.
Dunmore we quitted, Michaelmas gone by, cowhides and wool and live cargo. 20 young wild geese, ready flanged to fly, sailing for the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low. Sean Powers the skipper from the church at Crook, Peary keeps log for his father. Crew all from battle, fettered on the hook, sailing for the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low. These 20 wild geese gave Queen Anne the slip, crossing to Louis in Flanders. He and Jack Malbrook both are in a grip, sailing for the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low. Close lay a rover off the Isle of Wight, either a Sally or a Saxon. Out through the sea mist we bade them good night, sailing for the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low. Ready with priming, we'd our galliot gone, muskets and pikes in good order. Should we be riddled, captors would be none, death or else the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low. Pray holy Brendan, Turk nor Algerine, Dutchman or Saxon may sink us. We'll bring Geneva, sack and Rhenish wines, safely from the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low. The lowlands low, the lowlands low, sailing for the lowlands low. Thank you.
lassie, at the kirk of Bernie Buzzle, till the day ye dee, lassie, ye shall ne'er repent it.
Ye will wear when ye are wild a kirtle and a healing plaid, and sleep upon a heather bed, sick with ye and sick handy.
Ye will gang say bra, lassie, tay the kirk of Bernie Buzzle, little brogues and all, lassie, vow but you be candy.
Your wee bit tucker is but small, but hot and grey will wear for on. I'll say Priscilla to mak ye bra, and ye will ne'er repent it.
Gin ye marry me, lassie, at the kirk of Bernie Buzzle, till the day ye dee, lassie, ye will ne'er repent it.
We'll have bonny bairns, and all some lassies fair, and laddies broad, just like them i' the rain, and all your feather he's consented.
Gin ye marry me, lassie, at the kirk of Bernie Buzzle, till the day ye dee, lassie, ye'll ne'er repent it.
We'll hunt the otter and the brock, the hart, the hare, the heathercock. I'll pull ye limpets frae the rock to make your dishes dainty.
Gin ye marry me, lassie, at the kirk of Bernie Buzzle, till the day ye dee, lassie, ye'll ne'er repent it.
We'll have bonny bairns and all lassies fair and laddies broad, just like them i' the rain and all, and ye'll ne'er repent it.
Gin ye marry me, lassie, at the kirk of Bernie Buzzle, till the day ye dee, lassie, ye'll ne'er repent it.
Gin ye marry me, lassie, at the kirk of Bernie Buzzle, till the day ye dee, lassie, ye will ne'er repent it.
Old Ellis Island was swarming like a scene from a costume ball. Decked out in the colors of Europe, on fire with the hope of it all. They were standing in line just like cattle. They were pushed and sorted and shoved. Some were one desk away from sweet freedom. Some were torn from someone they loved. To this sprawling Tower of Babel came a young man confused and alone. Determined and bound for America, carrying everything that he owned. My father's own father stood huddled with the tired and the hungry and scared. A turn of the century pilgrim in love with the dream that they shared. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes. Now he rocks and he stares out the window, but his eyes are still just as clear as the day he sailed into the harbor to land on the island of tears. Now my grandfather's days are numbered, but I won't let his memory die. For he gave me the gift of this country and the look in his emigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes. Now I gaze with pride at my children, and I marvel how quickly they've grown. Born and raised in America, it's the only home they've ever known. Now they never knew their great-granddad, or that he was determined and wise. But I hope that I've passed on his spirit and the look in his emigrant eyes. Sometimes when I look in my grandfather's emigrant eyes, I see that day reflected. I can't hold my feelings inside. I see starting with nothing and working hard all of his life. So don't take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes. Never take it for granted, say grandfather's emigrant eyes.
After Brian Conway was The Rogues with Steam Train from 25 and Live. Then came the Wee Heavies with Bernie Boozle from their self-titled album. Then Whalebone from their old album Three Fires, that was Windlock Hair. And finally, Seamus Kennedy with Immigrant Eyes from Let the Music Take You Home. Celtic Podcast News. We hit our 14th year anniversary at the end of July. Your kind and generous support of the show each and every week are the reason it still exists after 14 years. Now, there are many ways to support the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast through donations, buying bumper stickers, pint glasses, or t-shirts, but the best way of all is to become a patron of the podcast. You can make a pledge of a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. And you also get episodes before regular listeners. And you get discounts on the merch I mentioned above. And when we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. We are super close to hitting a 2-hour instrumental special along with a free sticker to everyone who signs up. In fact, sign up in August 2019 and I will make sure that you too get that free sticker. You can become a generous patron of the podcast at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. And I do want to send out a huge thanks to our Celtic legends. I haven't thanked you enough this summer. Annie Lokalski, Brian Breakkill, Beryl, Hank Woodward, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Marianne Ludwig, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Robert Michael Kane, Scott Benson, Sean Callie, and Tiffany Knight. These amazing people pledge $25 or more per month to support this podcast. And you can bet that goes a long way to making this show happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your generosity. One final quick note. I do have my Coffee with the Celt Father shows returns on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I did the first one today as I'm recording this. And it was awesome. It was so fun to be back playing live songs for you. Next week, the theme is Over the Sea, Songs Through the Immigrant's Eyes. Let's get back to this show. We have The Rowan Tree from their self-titled album. This is Trésor.
Scariest break on Hadras and more and more. Axtrasser in Kerno in Afid Gasco.
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 Thank you. it's the same way. Your smile opens up my
After the Rowan Tree came Brothers Three with Buttermilk Mary from The Journey That Lies Before, then the Kildares with Fragile from their album Any Given Element, and finally Jiggy. I love this man. They're absolutely amazing. It's from their album Translate. I hope they get a new album out soon, but this is a track called Head Rush. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share the show with one friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is dedicated to growing our community and helping the incredible artists who so generously share their music. If you find music you love, buy their albums, songs, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, I'll send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. Thank you again for being a Celt of kindness. And finally, don't forget to vote in the Celtic Top 20. You can help me pick the best music of the year from each episode. Again, go over to bestkelticmusic.net/vote to cast your vote today. We're going to finish up the show with Amelia Hogan from her album Transplants, From the Old to the New. This is The Pretty's They Grow Small. Thank you again so much for being here with me each and every week. I look forward to sharing so much more music this fall, and hopefully we'll have a 2-hour special coming soon. Here's Amelia Hogan.
Praties, they grow small over here, over here. Oh, the praties, they grow small over here, over here. Oh, the praties, they grow small, and we dig them in the fall, and we eat them coats and all.
Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.